Peoria Chiefs Baseball is on the air. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Amaranth, Caterpillar, CEFQ, and Health Alliance. And now we send it to the host of the Chiefs pregame show, Brendan Howe.
Hello and good evening to you all. Brendan Howe welcoming you into the Peoria Chiefs pregame show. It is game two of our series tonight from Dozier Park between our Peoria Chiefs and the Beloit Skycarp. The two teams enjoyed an off day yesterday before getting back at it here tonight. It was Beloit who set off some of their own fireworks, taking the win on the 4th of July by a final of 11-3. The loss for Peoria dropped them to 3-7 in the second half this season, now a part of a three-way tie for last place in the Midwest League's Western Division in half number two of the season. That loss also marks the first time the Chiefs dropped a contest on Independence Day at home since 2015. So a streak of 6 years with a home win on the 4th of July came to an end a couple of nights ago. Todd Lott homered twice in that ballgame, though, in his first pair of at-bats, and the Chiefs even held a 3-0 lead at one point, but Beloit was unfazed as they chipped away until the 7th when they exploded for 5 runs. They would then add an additional 4 for good measure in the 9th. As for tonight, you may have heard, but there is a certain pitcher making his Chiefs debut tonight. It's Cardinals right-hander Drew Verhagen, who was signed by St. Louis back in March. He will be making a rehab appearance tonight at Dozier Park as he works his way back from a right shoulder impingement that landed him on the IL a couple of weeks ago. We'll touch a bit more on Drew later on in the show, but for now, we'll keep the subject on pitching for a moment. We had a great tidbit from Cody in tonight's game notes about the Peoria staff and just how good they've been to start out the month of July. Edgar Manzo, Austin Love, Zane Mills, and Wilfredo Pereira, that quartet has combined to allow just 4 runs over 22 2/3 innings. That equates to a 1.62 ERA this month. To further illustrate the point that we're trying to make here, the strikeout numbers, they're up as well, with Mills and Pereira each tying a career high their last time out. On the offensive side of things, Peoria, they still remain top 5 in the league in a few categories, both on base percentage and fewest strikeouts, while still, of course, leading the league in stolen bases. They sit just outside the top 5 in walks, drawn with 307. And if you're trying to do a little mental math quickly there, that averages out to just over 4 a game. However, the Chiefs, well, they're still not really a team that'll drown anyone out with the home run ball. They rank 11 in the league with 49 on the season. However, it could be fair to say that the Chiefs would be atop the leaderboard if they played Beloit every day and Todd Lawton's name was in the order. All that man does is hit against the Skycarp. In 10 career games against the Marlins affiliate, Lott has hit 7 homers, including 2 in the first game of this series. And with that performance on Monday, the Chiefs now have 3 games this year in which a player has hit multiple home runs. They went the first 69 games of the year without one. So the Chiefs will certainly need some of that firepower tonight in order to even up the series with the Skycarp tonight here in Game 2. We are moments away from action in downtown Peoria at Dozier Park. Keep it here with us. We will be back in a moment for more of the Chiefs pregame show. We'll fill you in on the rest of the lineups as well as who's on the bump tonight and more on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
The Area Chiefs pregame show rolls along from the booth at Dozer Park here in downtown Peoria. Game two of our series getting set to get underway in just a few minutes. The Beloit Skycarp and, of course, our Peoria Chiefs. We teased who is on the mound as well as one name in the Chiefs lineup. Let's give you the rest of those lineups brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Head to their Peoria location at 4530 North Brandywine Drive for all your battery needs. Interstate Batteries, they're outrageously dependable. For Peoria, they enter tonight's contest a record of 31-45. Todd Lott leads it off in right field. Tyler Reichenborn behind him in left in the two-hole. Osvaldo Toveline, the DH, will be in the three position. Jacob Buschberger at third base in the cleanup slot. Brady Whalen, the left-handed swinging first baseman, bats fifth. Francisco Hernandez at second base will bat sixth. Carlos Soto backs him up in the seven-hole doing the catching. Ramon Mendoza back into the order tonight. He's at shortstop and bats eighth, while Tommy Jew in center field will round out the nine for Drew Verhagen on the mound, making his rehab appearance here in Peoria tonight. For Beloit, 36-39, the record stands coming into action here on this Wednesday. Nassim Nunez, a switch-hitting shortstop, will lead it off just like he did in Game 1. He'll also be followed by Jose Salas, the second baseman, in the two-hole. Emmanuel Marinez, the third baseman, bats third. Victor Mesa in the cleanup slot in center field. Will Banfield moves to the DH spot after catching in the series opener. He bats fifth. Davis Bradshaw out in right field will bat sixth. Bennett Hostetler behind the plate doing the catching. He will hit seventh. Tanner Allen making his series debut bats eighth and left. And Marcus Chu, the first baseman, will round out the order for the Skycarp with M.D. Johnson on the bump. Let's tell you a bit more about those starters for the Chiefs. It's obviously Drew Verhagen. We've mentioned his name a few times, making that rehab start tonight. He is the first Cardinals rehabber to make a start in Peoria since Miles Michaelis did it in August of last year. The right-hander has not pitched with St. Louis since June the 23rd against Milwaukee after landing on the IL with that right shoulder impingement. The 31-year-old is 3-1 with a 6.30 ERA this year. For the Skycarp, it's M.D. Johnson. He's 5-6 with a 2.92 ERA this year at the high A level with Beloit. He has faced Peoria once already this year back in May. He absorbed the loss in that one, albeit it was a solid outing for him. He went six innings, allowed three runs on four hits. Lineup cards being exchanged between skippers, Patrick Anderson right now, and home plate with meeting with our umpires, Zach Martin and Brian Van Vranken. We are minutes away from first pitch at Dozer Park from Drew Verhagen. While we have a moment, we'll step aside, and when we come back, we will have our standard heating and cooling game time tip, a visit to our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. All that and more to come after these words on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Almost ready to rock. Downtown Peoria, Dozer Park, game two on tap. The Beloit Skycarp Peoria Chiefs getting set to do battle On this Wednesday night, Brendan Howe with you as the Peoria Chiefs pregame show rolls along. We have a few moments before the Chiefs get set to take the field. Let's give you a look at our standard heating and cooling game time temperature and our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. A hot one tonight in Peoria. Temperatures right around 90 degrees. Some overcast skies. Winds blowing out towards left field at the moment. Well, looks like now actually the flags have turned inwards toward us in the press box about 5 miles an hour. We'll actually give you a look at the rest of the matchups from the Cardinals organization from last night. Palm Beach winners over Jupiter 5-1. Springfield 9-5 winners over Arkansas. Memphis picked up a 6-4 win over the Durham Bulls. And St. Louis, the big club, fell to the Braves by a final of 7-1. Our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard, as promised, Wisconsin and South Bend. They're scoreless in the top of the third. Great Lakes a 1-0 lead over Lansing into the bottom of the second. Rest of the games have yet to get going. Of course, our game and then Quad Cities and Cedar Rapids getting set to kick off in a couple of minutes. West Michigan and Dayton have entered a delay in the top of the first inning. And Lake County and Fort Wayne has been postponed. That game was scheduled for earlier this afternoon at 12:05. Those two teams will make up that game at some point this weekend. We are just about ready to go now from Dozer Park. Game 2, Chiefs and Skycarp. First pitch with Cody Schindler is on deck right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SafeQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SafeQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SafeQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a SafeQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My SafeQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. SafeQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA. Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a SafeQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My SafeQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. and I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Fans from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria, we are just about ready for baseball, and we have a big leaguer on the bump this evening. Matt Drew Verhagen, the right-hander, only expected to go an inning tonight, maybe two if he works a quick first inning. Verhagen, who is 3-1 in 17 appearances with the Cardinals this year, trying to work his way back from a right shoulder impingement. He will face Nunez, Salas, and Marinez at the top. Mesa, Banfield, Bradshaw in the middle. Hostetler, Allen, and Chu round it out. Now, ideally, Verhagen works a quick 1-2-3 inning. We tell you a couple nice things about him. He comes out of the inning feeling healthy, feeling spry, and that's about it. Jonas Rodriguez will piggyback Verhagen tonight, who's going to work exclusively out of the stretch. His first pitch is hit on the ground in a second. Hernandez to his left. He makes the play. One pitch, one out, 95 miles per hour from Verhagen. See, Nunez came out swinging. One pitch, one out. The Chiefs defensively, Reichenborn, Jew, and Lott, left, center, and right. Pushberger, Mendoza, Hernandez, and Whalen from third to first on the infield. Catching for Verhagen, Carlos Soto. Here's Salas now. That's from the left side, taking all the way. He takes a strike. It's 0-1. Verhagen, he's got the typical four-seam fastball, but he'll also sink it. He'll cut it from time to times. Mix in a slider. That's his go-to off-speed delivery. Does feature a curveball, and he gets a swing and a miss on 85 that time. Salas way out in front. That was a big leak breaking ball, wasn't it? Verhagen way ahead, nothing and two. He's wearing number 18 tonight. Right-hander deals. There's a ground ball again towards second. Hernandez two steps to his right. He's two for two. Two quick outs here in the top of the first. Here's Emanuel Marinez. Marinez 303, the batting average. That's good enough to pace the Midwest League. Nine homers, 37 runs driven in. Rangan has his signal from Soto. First pitch. Breaking ball strike, 0-1. Slider at 85. That one was sharp. Infield shaded slightly towards the left side. The 0-1. Marinez skies one in to right. Moving towards the line is Lott. Now drifting into foul ground. He makes a catch. Inning over. And effective. First inning for Drew Verhagen. Six pitches. Three outs. He looked pretty healthy in that opening inning. We go to the home half. Beloit nothing. Chiefs coming up on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Six pitches, three outs. Uneventful top of the first. Jonas Rodriguez already throwing in the Chiefs' pen. It looks like it will be a one-inning outing for Verhagen. Look, at the end of the day, right, these rehabs, it's all about how you feel coming out of the rehab. Not necessarily the results, but how you feel and your velocity back to normal levels. He was pretty consistently 95, 85 with the slider. He may throw a handful of tosses down to the bullpen just to kind of finish up. We'll keep you updated. So the Chiefs get ready to bat here in the first against M.D. Johnson. First pitch, high for a ball, 1-0. Pitch, Lott drives one to left, but it's going to hang up for Tanner Allen. Hardly had to move. Line shot, two pitches, one out. Lott retired. I didn't know the Sky Carp were allowed to get him out. One away, the rest of the Chiefs order. Tyler Reichenborn, Osvaldo Tovelin, also scheduled to bat in this inning. Bushberger, Waylon Hernandez, 4-5 and 6. Soto, Mendoza, and Ju round things out against M.D. Johnson, who they appropriately call Doc. His first pitch is a strike to get ahead of Reichenborn. It's 0-1. Now the next pitch. Inside. 1-1 on Reichenborn. .232 the batting average. Four homers. 16 runs driven in. Reagan indeed continues to work in the Chiefs' pen. Leave it a miss by Reichenborn. It's now 1-2. Give you the Sky Carp defense here in a moment. Overcast night in downtown Peoria. Some gray clouds overhead. Johnson misses upstairs to even things at 2. It's Allen, Mesa, and Bradshaw left, center, and right. Marinez, Nunez, Salas, and Chu from third to first on the infield dirt. The catcher tonight is Bennett Hostetler. He receives strike three after a wave and a miss. Tyler Reichenborn. Two quick outs in the inning. Here comes Osvaldo Tovelin. Mentioned overcast skies. There is a threat for rain this evening. Hopefully it will stay off to our west. Tovelin takes a strike on the inside edge. It's nothing and one. Our game time temperature brought to you by Standard Heating and Cooling. How about 86 degrees? That place. One from Johnson. Tovelin loops one. Foul ground off of third. Marinez runs out of room as he crashes into the sidewall. Not a whole lot of padding down there by the metal bench where the bullpenners sit. Looks like Marinez is all right. M.D. Johnson is certainly all right. He's been crisp. Strike away from a 1-2-3 first of his own. Johnson shakes off his catcher. Now he's in agreement. The 0-2 home. Breaker in the dirt. 1-2 now. Slow curve, 76. Infield shaded towards the right side. The center fielder, however, that's Mesa. He's playing a step towards left center. Here's a screamer foul off the light stander. About had our Roy Hobbs moment. Wait for Salas, the second baseman, to return to his spot. Just underway here in the bottom of the first. Tovalin has had a pair of homers since joining the club. Here's the 1-2. It's low. Hofstetler couldn't pick that ball out of the dirt. It's now 2-2. Chiefs, by the way, wearing their alternate red tops. I wish they wore these more often. These are sharp. Home white pants. The Skycarp wearing their traveling grays with bright aquamarine hats. Tovalin, another foul at the plate just to stay alive. Did you call that aqua? Teal? What are we looking at? Either one? Or are they interchangeable? Aqua and teal? Okay. I'm going to Google that in between. Just make sure you guys aren't pulling my leg over there. Tomato, tomato, potato, potato. The 2-2 is inside. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Tovalin, who's put up a nice little battle here. Spoiled a couple of tough ones. This will be the 8th pitch of the AB. Johnson turns and delivers a 3-2, and it's a screamer foul. Sent the guys in the Peoria bullpen scrambling. That's in a deep breath. What point do you start to run out of weapons? Just hoping that Tovalin gets himself out. 3-2 is fouled back to the netting. Tovalin will see at least a 10th pitch in this AB. He's an exciting guy, kind of a sleeper guy in the Cardinal system. I don't think enough people are talking about him. He can move all around the infield. He has plus pop. Fouls another one straight back. The San Diego native, he played his college ball at Azusa Pacific, a Division II school. Put up some big numbers there. Another payoff pitch, here it comes, and it's again tapped foul at the plate. Red, white, and blue Chiefs logo painted in behind home plate. Celebrated 4th of July on Monday. Skycar provided some fireworks. 11-3 win. There's a pop-up in the shallow right center. Backpedaling is Salas. Second baseman puts it away, and Johnson, credit to him, he wins the battle, and he ultimately gets a 1-2-3 first inning. We're off to the second. No score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability. Because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
If you're watching for Drew Verhagen's rehab appearance, thank you for doing so. We'll catch you next time on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Six pitches, three outs. He looked sharp. The velo was good. Soft contact in the inning. He'll give way to Dionis Rodriguez, who, as of yesterday, was the probable starter for our Chiefs. Was really good in his last outing. Six innings, six hits, one run. Punched out seven. Took a no decision against Quad Cities. Victor Mesa, the first man to greet him, and he lifts one foul and out of play down the left field line. Rodriguez on the year, 68 and two-thirds innings pitched, 57 hits, 42 runs, 38 of them earned, 33 walks to 63 Ks, nearly 2-1. So 0-1, a cut and a miss. Mesa chased a high one. Nothing in two. Rodriguez, mostly fastball slider, mixing a changeup as well. It's a guy who can run that fastball up there 95, sometimes 95 plus. High late kick now, the 0-2. It's tapped foul, one step outside the line. Brady Whalen, the sure-handed first baseman, was over there. You're not going to hit one past him. Rodriguez looking for the put-away pitch. Here's the 0-2. Inside. Mesa had to take evasive action. 1-2. High late kick. The next offering. Slider. They tried to backdoor him. Missed outside. 2-2. Rodriguez, he's just 21 years old. He has shown flashes of a guy who could move up the ladder in the coming years. 2-2 pitch is popped up, foul and out of play right side. Of course, the I think for Dionis, right, and really for any 21-year-old, right? A lot of guys at that age will show you some flashes on why they were signed, why they were drafted. Just being a little more consistent, and, of course, keeping the ball in the yard. There's a line shot rocket the other way. It's down fair and into the left field corner. Mesa, really like his game. He doubles to kick off the second. Mesa, guy who can hit the ball the other way with some pop. Ultimately won the skirmish against Rodriguez. Three chances to take an early lead. Here's Will Banfield, DHing a nine after catching Monday. Takes ball one. Serve. It's over but low. Two balls and no strikes. Banfield does have six homers in a small sample size. He's been really good. Seven for his last 12. Hitters count now. The 2-0. Banfield in the air to right. Drifting into the corner. Drifting into foul ground. It's Lott who reaches out and hauls it in just in front of the sidewall. Mesa played it well, able to tag and move to third on the foul out. So runner 90 feet away, one out. Here's Davis Bradshaw. First pitch. Down and in the dirt. Get a new baseball. Corner men are in. The 1-0 pitch. Lifted foul and out of play left side. Davis Bradshaw, 302 batting average. No relation to Terry. 1-1 home. Squibber off the end of the bat, rolled foul towards the third base dugout. It's 1-2. Well, if he was related to Terry, it's not in the game notes. That would be a notable omission. Corner men remain in. The 1-2. Pop up, shallow left. Mesa not tagging. It's going to land fair. One hops into the mid of Reichenborn. A little duck snort in the left. Puts the Skycarp in front. 1-0. Duck snort, that's pretty appropriate. Playing against the Skycarp. 1-1 gone for Hostetler. Check swing. Did he go? He did not. Want to know the count? Hostetler, 210. The batting average, 5 homers, 27 runs driven in. Late swing and a miss. Hostetler, a little trouble getting started. 1-1. One on, one out, one run in, 1-0. Next pitch, a pop-up on the infield. Who wants it? It's Soto, the catcher, and foul ground just outside of the right-handed batter's box. Puts it away for out number two, and that brings Tanner Allen to the plate. By the way, we mentioned ducks on a pond. The official answer that they give us for what is a Skycarp, and I'm sure they've gotten it a few times. Pitch to Allen, cut on and miss, it's 0-1. Skycarp is actually a slang term for a goose that does not migrate south in the winter. So I get it, right? I kind of like the tie into Wisconsin there. You don't ditch the winter weather for greener pastures. Here's a pop-up into foul territory. Just shy of the tarpaulin. Down the line, it's Hernandez, the second baseman, to put the glove on it. Skycarp get a run, however, on a bloop single from Davis Bradshaw. We go to the Chiefs half of the second, trailing 1-0 on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, And, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Johnson back to work. He gets a swing and a miss. Underway here in the bottom of the second. Johnson has been really good. A sub-3 ERA on the year, but Sky Carper giving him only about 2.5 runs per start. He's had some tough luck losses along the way. He misses with a heater. It's 1-1. Johnson has his sign. Hostetler sets up on the outer third. Pitch is too far off the edge. 2-1. Skycarp, we mentioned, they provided the fireworks on Monday. They scored 10 unanswered in an 11-3 win. Wischberger cutting a miss. Looked like a slider. Count 2-2. Credit Wischberger, man. I just love his approach to the game. He's very even keel. Doesn't get too high. Doesn't get too low. He's battled a couple of hamstring ailments this year. He's been placed on the injured list twice. Takes high again. It's full 3-2. And he just continues to persist to the tune of a .307 batting average. That works. Now the payoff pitch popped up. Will it stay in play? Behind home plate, the catcher, Hostetler, watches it land in the fourth row. Another 3-2 pitch on the way. Johnson has worked some deep counts tonight. It's Wischberger to swing and miss for strike 3. Second punch out for the Doc. Game notes tell us he's a big Star Wars fan. And this seems like a good time for my yearly oust of myself where I say that I've never seen any of these Star Wars films. Genre doesn't interest me. No? Yeah, we're 0 for 2 here. Brendan Howe hasn't seen him either. It's Brady Whalen. Tags one to right, into the corner, it falls foul by, what, maybe 2-3 feet? It's a long strike, count 0-1. Whalen, he was a Midwest League All-Star in 2019. He began the 2021 season with us. Ultimately, was injured mid-season and never returned. Started 2022 at Palm Beach. Put up some impressive numbers at the single-A level. Found his way back to Peoria. And he, oh, yeah, homered twice in his 2022 Chiefs debut. Johnson with the upper hand, the 0-1 serve. All speed pitch missed away, 1-1. Here's the next one. Whalen, a high pop-up on the infield, drifting into foul territory. It's the third baseman, Marinez, puts it away for out number 2. Brings Francisco Hernandez to the plate. By the way, he is wearing batting gloves tonight. I know that's the storyline everyone came to this one for, not the Verhagen rehab, but rather Francisco's batting glove situation. He takes ball 1. They appear to be all white. Not even a hint of any other color. Takes a 1-0 pitch for a strike on the outer third. Infield and outfield playing relatively straight up. The next pitch is low. Hostetler cheated a little. He tried to catch and frame, but forgot to squeeze it. Two and one the count. Johnson has not yet had to work from the stretch. Turns and deals. Cut and a miss. That ball caught a lot of plate. Hernandez just came up empty. Two and two now. Johnson's retired all five men that he's encountered. Next offering is upstairs. Good take. That pitch right there, if you can execute that one, the fastball that's over the plate, just up and out of the zone, you're going to do a lot of good. 3-2 swing and a foul back. Looked like an emergency hack. Hernandez just kind of flung the bat head out there and was able to spoil it. Johnson has been effective, much more effective than his pitch count would suggest. Yet another 3-2 and another foul back. Three and two yet again. Here comes Johnson. He gets a wave and a miss to end the inning. Chiefs, not yet had a base runner, but made Johnson work. I know that sounds kind of peculiar, but that's certainly been the case. Johnson, 37 pitches through two scoreless. Jonas Rodriguez back to the mound, 1-0 Sky Carp. We head to the third on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Half of the third, 9-1 and 2 in their order. First pitch to the point first baseman. It's high for ball one. Rodriguez, his second inning of work. It's doomed by a bloop single in the second. 1-0 offering misses. Either caught the outside edge. Okay. I was ready to chalk it up as ball two. Instead, it's 1-1. Next offering. Chu in the air. Left field. Forget about this one. Skycarp double their lead on a long home run from Marcus Chu. Tyler Reichenborn gave it a courtesy look. That's about it. 404 the distance. On that blast, 2-0. Boy, we said it in the second inning. Rodriguez's stuff can play, but he has struggled to keep the ball in the yard at times. On cue, the number 9 batter takes him deep. 2-0, back to the top. Here's Nassim Nunez. Squares to bunt, pulls back on a ball up and in. Count 1-0. Here's the next pitch. Wave and a miss. 1-1. Here's the next offering. Missed down and away. 2-1. Two runs on 3 hits for the Sky Cart. Here's late kick in the 2-1. Nunez. Skies one to left. Reichenborn. Twisting and turning. Now he's got it. One down. Nunez, he got us pretty good on Monday. We were talking about, well, he got Brendan pretty good, right? Don't you hate when that happens? He's talking about how you don't often see the pop from the leadoff spot. Nunez, as of Monday, had 1 home run. First pitch to Salas inside for ball 1. And sure enough, he goes Oppo Topco off of Wilfredo Pereira. Just when you think you've got this game figured out. One out in the inning. Here's a drive to right. Lott giving this one a look. It bangs off the wall. Salas, the number 7 prospect in their system, continues to swing the stick. A ringing double off the right center field brick wall. May have got it off the padding. But there's a brick wall under there, I can tell you that much. Regardless, hard hit double. He's in scoring position now for Emmanuel Marinez. Marinez takes slider for ball 1, missed outside. Another heater at 94. One and oh, the next pitch. There's a breaking ball. It's cut on and missed. 1-1. That was a slow curve. Rodriguez almost exclusively features that slider, but every now and again he'll flip up a curveball in the 70s and some guys out in front. 1-1 pitch. It misses for a ball. 2-1. If we had a Midwest League All-Star game, Reyes would certainly be in it. 303 the batting average, 9 homers, 37 runs driven in. Now the 2-1, cut and a miss. Got beat by a high heater. 2-2 now. Reyes, he fouled out to right against Verhagen. The rehabbing right-hander got him to go 1-2-3 in the first. Reyes punches out this time, a swing and a miss. We're out number 2. We'll be up to Victor Mesa Jr. to bring that run in from second. First one. It's down and away, ball 1. Mesa was in a long battle with Rodriguez in the second inning. Doubled to left, ultimately scored. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Mesa swung right through that one. It's 1-1. Game two of this series will head to Beloit in August. So see them a bunch more the rest of the way. Mesa fouls away. Count 1-2. Mesa, another one of their top 30 prospects. They have 8 on the roster, including tonight's starter M.D. Johnson, who comes in 29th on MLB Pipeline's top 30 Marlins prospects. So 1-2 swing and a ground ball towards second. Took a wicked hop on Hernandez. Was able to keep it in front and fire to first to end the inning. Leadoff homer from Chu creates a little more separation. It's 2-0 Beloit as we head to the bottom of the third on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Bottom third of the Chiefs order here. The bottom of inning number 3. 2-0 Beloit. M.D. Johnson back to work. He misses inside ball 1. To Carlos Soto. With the promotion of Aaron Antonini, Soto has seen plenty of time behind the dish. Cutting a miss. The 1-0 to even the count. Ball on the strike. Soto trying to get that average back towards the Mendoza line, 194. He's homered 3 times. 1-1, Soto in the air, center field. Should be routine for Mesa. Long jog in. He plays a deep center field. He makes the catch, 1 down. Home plate umpire tonight, by the way, is Zach Martin. We haven't had to say his name. Which usually means he's doing a fine job. Ryan Van Vranken is on the bases this evening. Johnson misses downstairs with a ball, 1-0. Borderline. Now the next pitch to the Peoria shortstop. That ball upstairs, 2-0. If he can find the middle point of those last 2 pitches, he'll throw a strike, that's for sure. Next pitch. There's a swing and a soft liner to shallow right. It will fall in for a knock. Chiefs have their first hit of the ball game. A floating single. The bat of Ramon Mendoza. One on, one out. Johnson to the stretch for the first time tonight. Tommy Ju, become the everyday center fielder, digs in. Cuts and misses. like he was a little ahead of that one. 91 on the radar gun. Johnson, not overpowered. We've seen him 89 to 92 for the most part tonight, but very effective. This pitch grazes the outside edge. Pitcher's pitch. Count nothing and two. Two runs, four hits, no errors for the Sky Carp. Just one hit for our Chiefs. We play in the bottom of the third. Pickoff throw towards first, and Johnson spiked it. It caroms into the Peoria bullpen. To third goes Mendoza. He'll streak from corner to corner on an E1. Johnson just spiked that pickoff throw. No chance for Chu, who just tried to take it off the chest. Mendoza 90 feet away. A ground ball here could change the outlook of this inning. Sky Carp played her infield in. The answer is no, with an exception. Chu in on the grass at first. The 0-2 heater is high. One and two, the count. Johnson has his sign. The next offering, way upstairs, 2-2. Top of the order looms. Todd Lott is on deck. You want to face him with runners on base. He's hit 7 homers in 10 career games against Beloit. Check swing foul from Tommy. Was caught in between on a breaking pitch. Ultimately fouled it away. Chu remains in on the grass. The third baseman, Mourinho, is now playing even with the bag. 2-2 serve. A squibber off the end of the bat towards first. Chu, the only man playing in. He applies the tag on Tommy and holds Mendoza at third. That is a bummer. It's up to Lott. Looks like he may be in the audition in the leadoff spot for the moment. Wouldn't say that's a permanent solution, but he's been there the last few nights. Takes high here to kick off the AAB. Count 1-0. Two nothing Sky Carp. Johnson, a deep breath, is 1-0 home. Lott went around on a check swing. No need for an appeal, says Zach Martin. Count is 1-1. Infield back to their more traditional alignment. One pitch, a wave and a miss. Disappearing slider. They get 1-2. Pretty typical four-pitch mix for Johnson. Fastball, slider, curve, and change. The 1-2 is popped up on the infield. Chu, the first baseman, drifting into foul ground. He makes the head-high grab, and that's that. Chiefs strand Mendoza at third. Uria unable to take advantage of the throwing error from Johnson. Nearly some self-inflicted damage, but he was able to wiggle off the hook. 2-0 Sky Carp. We head to the fourth. Brendan Howe will join you. He'll have the middle innings right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla.
Top four from Dozer Park, a 2-0 game. The Skycarp on top of our Chiefs. As we roll along, Dionis Rodriguez back to work out of the windup. First pitch of the inning misses wide for a ball to Will Banfield, followed by Davis Bradshaw and Bennett Haas-Stetler in the frame for the visiting Skycarp. Two runs on four hits to this point. Been a bloop single and then a Marcus Chu long ball. Here's the 1-0 from Rodriguez. Line towards second base. It's over the leaping glove of Hernandez into right center for a base hit. Will Banfield makes himself 1-for-2 on the evening with a leadoff knock in the fourth. That will set the table for Davis Bradshaw now. On a base hit in his own right, his first time up. Knocked in a run. It was the bloop single down the left field line. Just some tough luck from the Chiefs. Bradshaw couldn't have ran out there and placed that one any better down the line to chase Mesa to the ditch. That was the first run of the game before the Chu home run. Bushberger playing in on the lip of the grass at third base as Bradshaw shows bunt and pokes it to the net straight back. Nothing in one. Chiefs looking to even up the series. Game two tonight, Skycarp and Peoria. A little bit of an unorthodox schedule this week. Of course, we had the Independence Day game, 4th of July. Check on first before the 0-1. Back in with a dive is Banfield. Instead of the traditional Monday off day, it was bumped up today to Tuesday. Split up the first game and the remaining five this week. Here's the 0-1. Opposite way toward left field and will hook foul into the seating bowl. Quickly 0-2. Chiefs came into tonight's contest 3-7 in the second half. Beloit right at 500 at 5-5. Rodriguez looking for the put-away pitch. 0-2 offering. Down the left field line again. That'll hook out of play as well. And we'll do it again. Be a lot of opportunities for the Chiefs to host here at Dozer Park in the month of July. They're home for 18 games. All told this month. A lot of home cooking. 0-2. High fly ball, deep right center field. Tommy Ju chasing it back. He's got plenty of room. He'll camp under that one to make the catch. Banfield will retreat back to the bag at first. One gone for Bennett Haas-Stetler now. Bradshaw tagged that one to deep right center, but wind blowing out toward left field at the moment, so that one just kind of died up there. Able to give Tommy Ju plenty of time to coast under it. Here's Haas-Stetler, who's working on an 0-for-1 evening. Popped out in foul ground to Carlos Soto his first time. Rodriguez ready, kicks, fires. Fastball low and away. A win tonight would push the Chiefs back to the 500 mark here at Dozer Park, 19-19 on the season. They're just 13-26 away from this ballpark. 1-0 pitch, that's up high at the letters, 2-0. Chiefs trying to find their footing again after a 7-game losing streak was snapped a few nights ago. Season long was a 9-game losing skid. 2-0 from the righty. That one misses away again. Three balls, no strikes. Strategy from Rodriguez appears to be stay away from Haas-Stetler, who does have 5 home runs this year. So he is prone to perhaps hitting the ball out of the ballpark every so often as he takes a look at a strike at the top of the zone, 3-1. Heard Cody mention it a little bit earlier on in the broadcast. And had some fun last night. Nunez, the leadoff hitter. And I had said that you weren't expecting a ton of pop from him, and then the next pitch sent it over the wall in left center. Another check on first as Banfield's back. Larry Larson, voice of the Sky Carp, told me that Nunez had some fun with that one, watching it back. Had a good laugh. 3-1. Rides at the top of the zone, in there for a strike to fill it up, 3-2. Brendan Howe, broadcaster by day, comedian by night, according to Nassim Nunez. Counts full, Rodriguez set, here comes the payoff. It's a bouncer right back to him on the mound. He'll go to second base for one. Hernandez's return throw to first is in time for the double play. 1-4-3. A nifty play from Rodriguez on the mound. It's 2-0 Sky Carp to the bottom of the fourth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Chiefs will send Tyler Reichenborn, Osvaldo Tovelin, and Jacob Buschberger to the plate. Bottom of the fourth from Dozer Park, Sky Carp on top of our Chiefs, 2-0. M.D. Johnson still rolling strong for Beloit on the bump. First pitch, wave and a miss from Reichenborn through a fastball, middle-middle. Nothing in one. Reichenborn 0-for-1, whiffed his first time around. 0-1 from Johnson. Finds the corner for a strike. Back-to-back heaters. Nothing in two quickly on Reichenborn in this bottom of the fourth. Johnson a breath, working with some pace, trying to put away Reichenborn with an 0-2 pitch. That's popped up foul straight back. That'll find the sweet level just off to our right. Johnson peering over that black glove, brings it to the belt, winds and fires. Reichenborn taps it to the net. Just able to get a piece on the bottom of the barrel to hang tough with two strikes. One of the big storylines on M.D. Johnson, Beloit starter, is the lack of run support that he's been given. Next 0-2 to Reichenborn. Foul tipped into the mitt for strike three. Down he goes for out number one to bring in Tovelin. Johnson has received just an average of 2.5 runs of support in his 12 starts this year. So Beloit right on pace for that number already here in this fourth inning. They put up a tally in the second and the third. That number for Johnson, average-wise, as Tovelin takes downstairs for ball one, is the least of any Beloit starter with at least five appearances. Johnson looking down at Hostetler, nods, and the 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Levels up the count 1-1. And Johnson has been very, very good in his last couple of outings. Just two earned runs over his last 13 innings. So he's given his chance, team a chance to win, rather, as Tobolin swings and sends a towering shot down the line in right, but it'll get out of play. 1-2. And although Johnson has allowed just two runs, Beloit only chalked up two runs of their own. 1-2 to Tobolin. Bounced on the ground toward first base, played on a hop by Chu. He'll take it to the bag himself for the easy out. Two up, two down for Jacob Buschberger now in the Chiefs' half of the fourth. Buschberger 0 for 1, struck out, swinging his first time in the second. Peoria trying to get anything going offensively. Buschberger pinwheels the bat out toward Johnson, awaiting the initial offering here in this at-bat. Johnson, first pitch on the way, just below the knees, taken for ball one. Chiefs with just the one hit to speak of thus far tonight. It was a Ramon Mendoza base hit. 1-0 to Buschberger. Tapped up the third baseline. It'll roll foul past Patrick Anderson. One ball, one strike. Humidity starting to creep over Dozier Park tonight. Heard Cody mention earlier on, there is a threat for some precipitation, perhaps, later on this evening. Johnson set and ready. Here's a 1-1. Buschberger grounds this one up the third base side again. Foul. 1-2. Right-hander ready. Two-strike pitch bounces in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Count evens up on the Peoria third baseman. Trying to find his stride again is Buschberger. Talked about the 307 average a little bit first time he came up, but bouncing back and forth on the IL twice. Next pitch misses down and away. Three balls and two strikes. Breaking ball spiked in the dirt. Buschberger's been one of the more consistent producers when he's been healthy in the Chiefs lineup this year. Those 26 RBIs. Payoff from Johnson. Breaking ball in the air to right center field. Chasing Mesa back toward the track. He will make the catch on the move to his left. And that will conclude matters in the bottom of the fourth. Johnson, he gets the Chiefs 1-2-3. And Peoria still trails it by a couple. 2-0 our score as we move along to the fifth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger.
Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
From Beloit in the top of the fifth, a 2-0 ball game from Dozier Park. The visitors on top. Dionis Rodriguez set to deliver to Tanner Allen. The first pitch is popped a mile high into foul ground behind the plate. Soto looks up and will make the catch. One pitch and one out for Rodriguez in the fifth as Tanner Allen is gone. Second time that he's popped out into foul territory. Did it once to Francisco Hernandez his first time up, and now Soto puts the squeeze on it. Here is Marcus Chu, responsible for one of the two Beloit runs tonight, a solo shot back in the third. First one from Rodriguez, a fastball misses outside, 1-0. 93 on the gun from the right-hander. That's where Dionis likes to sit with that heater, 93. Sometimes can dial it up to 94. 1-0. Breaking ball, not much bite to that one. Stayed high and tight for a ball. 2-0. If you're just joining us here, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, Brendan Howe with you through the middle innings tonight. Skycarp on top, 2-0 from Dozier Park. 2-0 from Rodriguez. Fastball high. Chu thought about going after it, was able to hold the barrel back. 3-0. That home run for Chu a little bit earlier on, his fourth of the year and his 18th RBI. 3-0 from Rodriguez. Just missed off the corner and low. And a four-pitch walk for Chu to send it back to the top of the order for Nunez. Four straight innings now that the Skycarp have had a man reach, at least one. Nunez has not been one of them. He's 0 for 2, grounded out to second and flew out to left. First pitch to him misses down and away. Looked like a changeup from Rodriguez. Lost the grip on it. One ball, no strikes. Right-hander operating out of the stretch. A short lead from Chu at first. And the 1-0 pitch. Fouled off the mid of Soto, it looked like. Got a piece of something down there. One ball, one strike. Sparse crowd on hand tonight at Dozier Park, taking this one in. Of course, the week after the 4th of July, always a big travel vacation week. 1-1. That's up high. Two balls and a strike. Sat at the letters. Tried to stick a fastball at the top of the zone. Couldn't pick out a spot. Count goes to 2-1 on the leadoff man, Nunez. Rodriguez ready to deal the 2-1. It's a fly ball in the air to left. Playable for Reichenborn. Takes a couple of steps to his right now, coasting inwards to make the grab. Two away. Nunez 0 for 3 now, and here's Jose Salas. Double his last time, working on a 1 for 2 night. Salas in the two-hole and playing second base tonight for the Skycar. First pitch from Rodriguez, lined into right center field. That'll drop in for a hit. Hitting the bag at second, putting the brakes on there is Chu. He'll go station to station. And with two away, Emmanuel Marinez will get an opportunity. A two-out hitting from the Skycar here in the top of the fifth. Already owners of a 2-0 lead. They've done it on six hits, looking to extend it. Rodriguez trying to make sure that doesn't happen. Marinez 0 for 2, flew out to right and then struck out in the third. Pitch from Rodriguez, hacks at the first one and sends it to the net foul. Bottom of the fifth, Chiefs will send Brady Whalen, Francisco Hernandez, and Carlos Soto to the plate, trying to bust through offensively here in this one. If you're just joining us, Chiefs only with a singular hit thus far tonight. trying to make something click at the plate tonight. M.D. Johnson's been a tough nut to crack. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Sky in the air to right. Lott drifting in. He's got a beat on this one. And he'll make the catch to retire the side. Couple of base runners don't come to pass as Rodriguez is able to dance around any trouble. It's still 2-0. We're halfway home from Dozer Park. Chiefs back to the plate in a moment. The Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Trying to get us started in the bottom of the fifth. Chiefs down 2-0 here at home. Game two of the series. Beloit, Sky Car, Peoria Chiefs. Waylon, Francisco Hernandez, Carlos Soto against M.D. Johnson. First pitch of the inning misses. Goes all the way to the backstop. One ball, no strikes. Chiefs looking for just their second hit of the ball game tonight. Johnson's 1-0 in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes to start out Waylon. Popped out on foul ground to Marinez. His first go-around. Johnson a breath. Wheels and deals a 2-0. Down the line in right. Hooking. It'll be a fair ball, and it rattles into the corner. Waylon around first. He wants two. The throw from Bradshaw will be cut, and Waylon's got himself a leadoff double. Just what the Chiefs needed to start the bottom of the fifth. Their second hit of the evening to bring up Francisco Hernandez. Now a chance for the Chiefs to bust through. Perhaps that's the spark. Perhaps maybe there were some fireworks left over from Monday night. Hernandez 0-for-1, a strikeout victim his first time. Peoria finally giving Johnson something to think about. Out of the stretch, first pitch, fastball, belt high, a called strike. Hernandez looking for one to drive. 0-1. Breaking ball swept across the plate and missed. One ball and one strike. The Chiefs trying to use these middle innings to rally themselves back. Johnson's 1-1. Hernandez pops one up foul. That'll drift back into the seating bowl and become a souvenir for strike two. Talked about how good Johnson's been in his last couple of starts. Has faced Peoria once already this year, though, and he took the loss in that game. 1-2 pitch, down and away to Hernandez. Breaking ball, too much dip on that one, 2-2. It was six innings for Johnson in that contest. That came on May the 17th. Allowed three runs on four hits. Also surrendered three free passes in that one. Spinning a look to second base. Nobody was covering, and Waylon went into a half slide, half dive sort of just kind of fell back to the bag as Salas wasn't holding him on. Hernandez patiently awaiting the 2-2, and here it comes. Breaking ball, foul tipped into the mitt for strike three. Good play from Hostetler to hold on to that one. Hernandez down on strikes for the second time. I'll bring in Carlos Soto as Hostetler now wants a word with Johnson. Perhaps maybe a bit of a cross-up. So in will step Carlos Soto. Still an RBI opportunity. He's got 13 of them on the year. If he can pick up number 14, it would slice this deficit in half. Not much doing tonight offensively for either side, really. First one to Soto. Fastball misses inside, 1-0. Carlos does have some home run pop in the bat. 1-0. Took a big hack there, came up empty. 1-1 to the Chiefs catcher. Flew out to center field at Victor Mesa's first time. Johnson operating from the stretch rather deliberately. This 1-1 pitch gets to the backstop. Over to third base scampers Whalen. He'll take a turn and stop there. So now a sacked fly could do the trick from Soto. Just get some air under one. Perhaps that gets the Chiefs on the board. Johnson losing the command just a little bit here to Soto in the at-bat. Count 2-1. As the corners are now pulled in for the Sky Carps. Soto pops one up, drifting into foul ground. Mourinho's in a dead sprint toward the wall, and he'll run out of room as it clanks off the top of the Beloit dugout. Two balls and two strikes the count goes to on Soto now. Ramon Mendoza, the man waiting on deck. Soto would love to get this run home. Here's a 2-2. Breaking ball. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Zach Martin rings him up. Strike three. So after the double, it's been back-to-back strikeouts for Johnson, and that'll put Mendoza in a spot where he's got to find some outfield grass to bring home Brady Whalen and get the Chiefs on the board. Some good high leverage pitches from Johnson here in this inning. First one to Mendoza, tapped up the third baseline. That'll roll foul. Before the Brady Whalen double in this inning, Mendoza was the owner of the lone Chiefs hit tonight. It was a base hit back in the third. Here he is in the fifth trying to drive home a run. The 0-1. That misses high and wide. Fastball. One ball, one strike. Stetler popping out of the crouch to save that one from the backstop. There is some action down in the Chiefs' bullpen. A right-hander loosening. 1-1. High and away again. Another heater missed. Two balls and a strike as Mendoza wiggles his way ahead in the count. Also a righty up and throwing for Beloit down the left field line. Johnson really slowing his pace with the runner aboard. 2-1 pitch. That's upstairs. Three balls and a strike. Tommy Jew waits on deck. If Mendoza can't drive in the run, he could at least extend the inning with a free pass. That would put him on twice and a couple of trips to the dish. Johnson has not surrendered a walk yet tonight. And the righty's 3-1. Breaking ball up high. There's the first free pass. So Mendoza aboard with a two-out walk. And it's up to Tommy Jew. But not before we have a meeting on the mound. Jason Erickson out to have a brief word with M.D. Johnson. Perhaps maybe a chance for that right-hander down the left field line to loosen up. Pitching coach as well as the middle infielders, Nunez and Salas, offering some words of wisdom. It'll be up to Tommy Jew with Brady Whalen at third and Ramon Mendoza, who just drew that walk at first. So they're on the corners with two away. Chiefs down 2-0. You got to feel like Tommy's due for a big hit here, huh? He's gone a long while without one. Does have two home runs and eight ribbies on the year. First one from Johnson. Jew swings. Blast this one to deep left field. If it's fair, it's gone. It will hook. Foul. A long strike one from Tommy Jew. Nearly had the magic touch there again for the second night in a row. Predicting those home runs. On the corners, two away. Johnson set for the 0-1 pitch. Runner takes off from first. Jew swings. Powers this one out to deep center field. Mesa on the run, but he will stop and camp under that one as it dies and falls into the webbing of his glove to end the inning. Tommy gave that one a ride, but the Chiefs stay off the board once more. Another zero chalked up by the Beloit starter. He's been mighty good tonight. Chiefs strand a couple, 2-0. They still trail. We move to the sixth on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Hey, Julie called to the bullpen to start this top of the sixth inning for the Chiefs. Giannis Rodriguez exits. Nick Trigerlich-Iverson is on out of the Chiefs bullpen to face Victor Mesa. First pitch of the inning, misses for ball one. Fastball high and away at 94. Trigerlich-Iverson, 6-1, 175. The right-hander out of Ontario, Canada. 1-0 pitch, big swing and a miss from Mesa. One ball, one strike. Numbers on the year for Trigerlich-Iverson. Record of 1-2, a 5-1-1 ERA. Here he comes with a 1-1 pitch. Squaring to bunt is Mesa and pokes it down the third baseline, foul. 24 and two-thirds innings pitched for the right-hander. 29 hits, 14 earned runs, 10 walks to 22 strikeouts. In a position to perhaps get number 23 right here on Mr. Mesa. 1-2 pitch. Fastball high and away, 2-2. Mesa 1-for-2 tonight. Doubled and scored in the second. Grounded out to second base in the third. Iverson winds and deals. Two-strike pitch misses down and away. Looks like perhaps a changeup. Just slipped the grip a little bit. Count fills up 3-2 to lead off the visitors' half of the sixth. Payoff coming. Popped up. That one will drift back over the press box and above our heads. We'll reset and do it again. Very light rain starting to fall here at Dozier Park. 3-2 pitch, cut on and miss. Fastball went up the ladder and generated a swing and a miss from Mesa. He's down for out number one. I'll bring up Will Banfield. While we have a moment, we'll give you the final line for Giannis Rodriguez. A solid outing for him. Four innings. Gave up a couple of runs on six hits. A walk and a strikeout as well. Of course, Drew Verhagen made his rehab start here tonight. Breaking ball bounced in the dirt to start off Banfield 1-0. It's about as quick as an inning as you could have for Drew Verhagen. Six pitches, three outs. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Pulled a string on him. A breaking ball down and in. 1-1. Banfield 1-for-2. A base hit and a fly out. 1-1 offering. Fisted back over the mound. Hernandez ranging to his right. Crossbody throw is in time. And there's two away. Nifty play from Hernandez up the middle. Past the second base bag. And there's two gone for Davis Bradshaw. Bradshaw had that RBI base hit his first time up. That put the Skycarp on the board tonight and then flew out to center field in the fourth. Facing Trigolik Iverson for the first time. Takes inside for a ball. One-oh pitch. Breaker missed outside. Not much bite to that one. Two balls and no strikes as Bradshaw works ahead. 2-0 from Trigolik Iverson. Popped up left side. That'll drift foul and into the seating bowl, 2-1. A few fans still toughing it out through the elements. Of course, just a light rain falling right now. Perhaps feels good with the thick humidity tonight. 2-1 finds its mark on the outside corner. Runs the count even at 2-2. Weren't in any real danger of some heavy rain. 2-2 pitch. That one misses away. One fills up the count, 3-2. Bases clear, two outs. Trigolik Iverson working quickly. 3-2 pitch, froze him on the corner, strike three. Couple of Ks for Trigolik Iverson and a 1-2-3 sixth. Chiefs back to the plate, trying to crack M.D. Johnson. When we return on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Chiefs at the plate in the bottom of the sixth. 2-0. First pitch. Hammered a ball. Todd Lott, he's done it again against the Skycarp. Chiefs are on the board. It's 2-1. This guy is on another planet against Beloit. His eighth home run in 11 games against the Skycarp, and he slices the deficit in half. It's 2-1. We didn't even get a chance to tell you about the new pitcher. In steps Tyler Reichenborn. First pitch, fastball missed away. .403 off the bat of Todd Lott. Goodness, he demolished that one. 1-0 pitch to Reichenborn. Popped up right side. That'll drift foul and out of play. Julie called to the pen. Andrew McInvale, the right-hander, is on. And he was greeted rather rudely by Mr. Lott. Chiefs finally striking in the bottom of the sixth. 2-1 from the righty. Reichenborn able to poke that one toward the Chiefs dugout foul. McInvale, 6'2", 195, was drafted in the 37th round of the 2019 draft by the Toronto Blue Jays. Working with a count of 1-2 to Reichenborn. Pitch home. Foul back to the screen. Numbers on the year for McInvale in 10 appearances, a record of 1-1, and an ERA that is not to be desired by many. 12-3-4 on the year. 1-2 to Reichenborn. High fly ball on the infield. Chu drifting in from his position at first base to take it. And there's one gone. They'll bring in Osvaldo Tovalin. Base is clear and now one away. Tovalin trying to reach base for the first time tonight. He popped out to the second baseman, Salas. Rolled one over to first base in his last plate appearance. That was in the fourth. McInvale ready. Kicks and fires. The first pitch on the corner for a strike. Nothing at one. That Todd Lott home run. Just the third one of the night for the Chiefs in the hit column. 0-1 for McInvale. Tovalin waves at that one and misses. Quickly 0-2. Jacob Buschberger awaits on deck as the rain starts to pick up a bit here in downtown Peoria. Fans hanging out for cover underneath the overhang of the concourse. Just trying to wait this one out. O-2 from McInvale. Pitch missed downstairs. One ball, two strikes. Chiefs on the board with Todd Lott's sixth home run of the year. Half of them have come in this series. We're not even through two games yet. Time called as Tovalin steps up. And a good tidbit about Todd Lott in the game notes today. We'll get to that in a second. 2-2. Tovalin slaps this one the opposite way. That'll get up onto the berm down the left field line. We talked about the damage that Todd Lott's been able to do against Beloit. This little game note captioned appropriately, Mayor of Beloit. 2-2 to Tovalin. That's downstairs. Fills the count up 3-2. Coming into tonight, Lott had 7 home runs in 10 games against the Marlins affiliate. A .785 slugging percentage in his career, lifetime against Beloit. Just astronomical numbers, although a small sample size. It's the 3-2 has popped up foul. That one will get out of play. Count a hold will do it again. Set to go again. Tovalin putting up a tough fight. Next 3-2. Fouled back again. Toevelin doesn't go down without a fight, I tell you what. He put up a 12-pitch at bat earlier on in the ballgame tonight. This is pitch number 9 upcoming now. Will we see double digits? The next payoff. Popped up, foul ground. Stetler with some room, ranging toward the netting to make the catch. And Toevelin is retired for run number 2. That's a lot tougher of a play than it looks at home, folks. Stetler not even losing the mask there. Made it look rather routine, although it is not. And that'll bring up Jacob Buschberger. He's 0-for-2 tonight, a strikeout and a fly out to center. First pitch, a breaker. Missed inside for ball 1, 1-0. Right-hander McInvale, 25 years old, out of Austin, Texas. Well pitch. Another pitch, same spot, didn't pick up the call, 2-0. It's been a well-played, briskly played ball game tonight. 2-1 our score in the bottom of the 6th. 2-0. That one a strike, knee high. Put a fastball on the bottom shelf, 2-1. Brady Whalen hoping for a chance as he loosens in the on-deck area. Bases clear, 2 away. Chiefs half of the 6th. 2-1 to Buschberger. This one sent in the air to deep center, but right at Mesa. That ball just dies, and he trots inwards to put the squeeze on it for the out. And that will end the inning. So after the home run, the Chiefs go in order, but Todd Lott continues to mash against Beloit. It's 2-1 as we go to the 7th on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Bottom third, the Beloit order due in the top of the 7th. Bennett Hostetler, Tanner Allen, Marcus Chu to greet. Another arm out of the Chiefs' pen, a Julie call to the bullpen. It's Nathaniel Heredia, 2-2 record, a 2.62 ERA. The numbers on the big, tall lefty this year. First pitch to Hostetler, a breaker, bottom of the zone, a called strike. Nothing at one. 44 2/3 innings for Heredia this year, 32 hits, 13 earned runs. 28 walks to 61 punch-outs. One pitch. That one misses high and away. One ball, one strike. Chiefs cut the deficit in half in the bottom of the 6th inning off a Todd Lott solo shot. His third of this series already. 1-1 pitch. That one dusts back Hostetler a bit. Two balls and a strike as Heredia misfired with a heater. Chiefs bullpen trying to keep this one within striking distance, 2-1. Stetler fouls that one back out of play off to our right, 2-2. A light rain, but a steady rain continues to fall here in downtown Peoria. Heredia looking for the strikeout. Can't get it there as he misfired with a fastball. 3-2. Now Stetler is 0-2. Popped out to Carlos Soto in foul ground and then rolled into a 1-4-3 double play. Here's the payoff pitch. Heredia misses outside for ball four. Leadoff walk for Haas Stetler will bring up Tanner Allen. So after Beloit went in order in the sixth, they have a base runner again. Now had a base runner in five of their seven trips. First pitch bounced back over the mound up the middle. Hernandez ranging. Can't he make the play on it? It's into center field for a base hit. Stetler digging for third as he goes first to third. And they're on the corners after the Tanner Allen base hit for Marcus Chu. Just a seeing eye single, little bleeder up the middle. Seventh hit of the night for the Skycarp. And here is Marcus Chu, who's been on twice, and he has clubbed a home run already. Solo blast in the third inning. Walked and was left at second to fifth, and here he comes with a chance to put Beloit right back up by a pair. First one from Heredia, fastball at the letters. One ball, no strikes. Heredia comes on in relief of Nick Trigerlich-Iverson. Give you his numbers in just a moment following the 1-0 delivery. Here it is to Chu. Fastball, healthy hack and a miss. 1-1. Night concludes for Nick Trigerlich-Iverson after a spotless inning with a pair of strikeouts. No runs, no hits, no free passes. All in a night's work for the right-hander. 1-1 from Heredia. Puts that one middle for a strike, and it's 1-2. Mentioned the high number of strikeouts for Heredia, 61 of them entering tonight's action. Would love to pick up 62. It would be a big first out of the inning. 1-2 pitch, here it comes. Laced the opposite way down the right field line, foul. It'll ricochet off the protective netting and back down onto the berm. Stetler off of third. Tanner Allen, who just had the base hit up the middle at first. Around the corners. 1-2 pitch into the dirt. Soto able to chest that one up as it escaped him to his left a bit, but no advancement for either runner, and the count's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes as Heredia comes set at the chest. 2-2 pitch. Brave and a miss for strike three. Down goes Chu and a big first down for Heredia as the top of the order, represented by Nassim Nunez, set to dig in. Patrick Anderson emerges from the first base dugout and wants to have a word with Heredia. There is no action for the Chiefs in the bullpen, so this is not a move to make a change. This is perhaps a strategic talk. Situation first and third with one out. Nassim Nunez will be the hitter. He's 0-3. A ground out and a pair of flyouts to Reichenborn and left. Beloit with a right-hander starting to get loose. That's Brady Puckett, the 6'8 righty. He is an imposing figure. So he perhaps could be set to enter the fray when the Chiefs get set to hit in the bottom of the inning. Patrick Anderson will exit. As he retakes his spot top step on that first base dugout. So Nunez digs in now. Middle infielder shaded a bit inwards, although double play is still in order. And a bit of a pause in action as music was still going. Order is restored now. First pitch to Nunez, fouled away for strike one. Took a big rip at that one. Nothing in one. 96 already had dialed that one up. Chase trying to keep this one close. They'll have 5, 6, and 7 due in their half of the seventh. Already trying to make sure it's still a one-run game. A one-pitch missed. Another fastball missed away. One ball, one strike. Southpaw trying to buckle down. 1-1 pitch. Middle strike. 1-2. Left it down Main Street. Nunez didn't pull the trigger on it. Already looking for the punch out. 2-strike pitch. Missed away. Pushed one off the outer edge. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Middle infielders Mendoza and Hernandez playing in for this at-bat. Shaded a bit toward the second base bag. Corner infielders hugging the lines. 2-2 pitch. Fastball high. That'll fill it up 3-2. Chiefs do have a base open with Jose Salas on deck. Already is 3-2. Here it comes. On a line into right field, a base hit. Stetler's in to score. And Beloit right back up by a pair. It's 3-1 in the seventh. RBI knock for Nunez. His 24th of the year. Tanner Allen moves up to second base on the knock. Chiefs will still have some work to do offensively. They trail by a pair again. Next batter, Jose Salas, skips out of the way of that one. Slider down by the shoe tops. It's 1-0. It's been a bunch of scattered runs tonight. 1-0 from Heredia. Breaking ball. That dips in for a strike. 1-1. Chiefs will need another come-from-behind effort if they want to try and even up this series. Chiefs no strangers to having to come back in late-game scenarios. 1-1 pitch. Heredia misses down and in. Another breaking ball. Too much bite to it. Buried one. 2-1 the count. Big, tall lefty. Got a couple of runners on. Allen at second. Nunez at first after the RBI single. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Missed high and wide. 3 balls and a strike. I want to talk about Chiefs comeback wins. They have 14 of them on the year. So nearly half of their wins have been in comeback fashion. 3-1 from Heredia. He lost them. Fastball high for ball four. And they'll be loaded up for Emmanuel Marinez. Wheels starting to turn in that first base dugout for Patrick Anderson now as action will hurry to get going down the right field line. It's a left-hander loosening. Pitch from Heredia. Tied him up on a breaking ball down and in. It had been 3 consecutive zeros put up by Chiefs pitching. Beloit did not score from the 4th through the 6th. They've got one and potentially more here in the seventh. Next one from Heredia. That one in the dirt. One ball, one strike. If the Chiefs are unable to tie or take the lead in the bottom of the seventh, their numbers when they trail entering the eighth are not very good. 1-1 pitch missed by the back foot. Marinez, two balls and a strike. Chiefs are just 1-32 this year when they trail entering the eighth frame of a ballgame. 2-1 coming from Heredia. Down the right field line, twisting foul, out of play. Count a level up, two balls and two strikes. Marinez is 0-3 tonight. Couple of flyouts and a strikeout. See, bats here with the bags full and just one away in the visitor's half of the seventh. Chance for the Skycarp to bust this one open. 2-2 on the ground into left, a base hit. One runs in to score Allen. Nunez will be waved in behind him. The throw to the plate is up the first baseline. And Beloit plates a couple of more to make it a four-run game. It's 5-1. Well, Marinez comes through with his first hit of the night here in the seventh. Brings home a couple, picks up a pair of RBIs in the process. I'll bring up Victor Mesa with men on the corners. Ship's starting to sink a little bit here in the seventh as already a misfires for ball one. Already at 29 pitches, just 14 strikes since he's entered the ballgame. 1-0 pitch. Bouncer over the mound, played by Mendoza to the left of the second base bag. He'll tag it for the force out there. Another run is in to score. That'll make it a 6-1 game on the RBI fielder's choice for Mesa. So Marinez is retired. Mesa will reach. That'll bring up Will Banfield, representing the eighth man to hit here in this Beloit half of the seventh. Four runs home in the inning. Now a 6-1 ball game as Banfield cuts and misses through a high fastball for strike one. This half inning for the Skycarps, similar to the one that they had back on Monday. Pitchers pitched there from Heredia. Low strike call in the zone, 0-2. Down by the knees. Five runs in the seventh inning on Monday night from Beloit, and then four more in the ninth. They put up four on this Wednesday evening in the seventh for Heredia. 0-2 pitch misses wide. One ball, two strikes. So all of a sudden, the Chiefs went from thinking they had a shot in a tight ballgame to now staring up at a five-run hole. 1-2 pitch. Cut on and missed for strike three. Soto holds onto it behind the dish, and that will finally retire the side. But Beloit brings eight to the plate. They score four times. We stretch in a 6-1 game. I stand corrected. I'm going to stick around for the bottom of the seventh on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Peoria's playing tonight.
Adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Stretched out and ready to roll, bottom seven. Brady Whalen steps in, looks at strike one. Another Julie call to the pen, this time on the Beloit side of things. They call upon 6'8 right-hander Brady Puckett. One pitch, that's down in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Whalen will be followed by Francisco Hernandez and Carlos Soto in the inning. Second arm called upon out of the pen from Beloit. This one slapped on the ground towards shortstop. Nunez is up with it. His throw across in time to get Whalen by a half step. And there's one away on the 6-3 putout to begin the bottom of the seventh. Here's Francisco Hernandez now. Puckett has bounced around a little bit in the Marlins system this year. He started the season in Beloit and then was promoted to AA Pensacola on May the 17th in the middle of the last Peoria series. This pitch to Hernandez. That one in tight for a ball, 1-0. And then he was sent back to Beloit on July the 4th at the start of a Peoria series. 1-0 pitch misses, two balls and no strikes. Marlins just want to send him to pitch against the Chiefs, I suppose. 2-0 to Hernandez. Low strike call, pitcher's pitch. 2-1 on Hernandez. Puckett rocks and fires a 2-1. That one's skipped up into the dirt, three balls and one strike. Good hitter's count for Hernandez now with Soto on deck. Bases clear, one away. Bottom of the seventh if you're just joining us. 6-1, Beloit on top after a crooked number in the seventh. They put up four runs. 3-1 pitch. A called strike. Hernandez with a couple of steps out of the box on his way to first. Zach Martin reeled him back in for strike two. Where do you think you're going? Count's now full. Three balls, two strikes. Puckett ready for the payoff pitch. Here it comes. Breaking ball in there for strike three. Hernandez may have thought that was ball four as well. Martin rings him up. And the first punch out for Brady Puckett on his evening. Quickly two up and two down for Carlos Soto, who's 0 for 2. First pitch to Soto. Bottom of the zone called strike 0-1. Puckett 6'8", 220, 26 years old, will celebrate his 27th birthday at the end of this month. 0-1. That pitch finds the corner, nothing in two. Puckett looking to breeze through this bottom of the seventh. Soto trying to hang tough. Two-strike pitch is chopped foul to the backstop. Six runs, nine hits, no errors for the Skycarp. One run on three hits for the Chiefs. The lone run came in the bottom of the sixth on the first pitch of the inning from Todd Lott, his third home run of this series. 0-2 from Puckett. Soto checked his swing. Did he go around? No, says Brian Van Vranken. Soto a fly out to center, struck out in his last plate appearance against M.D. Johnson. 1-2 pitch, that misses away. Count evens up, two balls and two strikes. Deuces wild here on the bottom of the seventh with nobody on. 2-2 with two away. Puckett looking for the put-away pitch. Soto just able to get a piece to stay alive. Rain has subsided here in downtown Peoria, although the winds have picked up a bit, but it's left us with quite a nice backdrop to the left of the batter's eye. Some cotton candy pinkish clouds. Next pitch misses downstairs, and that's ball four. So Soto headed down to first. And we figured that we missed a pitch up here in the booth, but redemption for Mr. Schindler over there. Yeah, give me a big fist pump. So it's 3-2. So we were in the right up here all along. So Soto will head back to the batter's box. And we have a developing rainbow in right field. Would you look at that? 3-2 to Soto on a line to short. Nunez goes up the ladder and he can't reel it in. It's into left, a base hit. Just over the outstretched glove, and Soto with a two-out base hit will continue the inning for Ramon Mendoza. And you want to talk about picturesque. This is the Webster definition. And here's Ramon Mendoza now. Soto off the bag at first after the two-out knock. First pitch to him, a fastball, finds the outside corner for a strike. Puckett working out of the stretch. Here's the 0-1 offering. Mendoza chases one away. Nothing in two. Slider with some good movement across the plate. Mendoza's been up twice, been on twice. A single and a walk tonight. 0-2. Chase that one again. Puckett buried one down and away. Mendoza chased. And that is strike three. Couple of strikeouts for the big righty in the inning. Peoria stays off the board despite a Carlos Soto base hit. It's 6-1. Cody Schindler will return to the mic in just a moment on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Misses outside ball one. Cody Schindler back with you on what has turned out to be our best baseball sky of the year. One pitch inside for a ball, 2-0. Played around some rain showers. We've got pinks and purples all over the place overhead. Bradshaw takes a 2-0 strike. It's 2-1. This is Bob Ross-esque right here, right? All we need is that little bush in the corner. 2-1 pitch is a called strike. Is that what it was? Was it a tree or a bush that he would always paint in the... Was it a tree? It was a bush? Okay. 2-2 pitch is inside. Count full 3-2. Call those happy little accidents. 4-7 to create some separation for the Sky Carp. Here's a 3-2 to Bradshaw, and it's fouled at the plate. And that got a big piece of our home plate umpire, Zach Martin. Tell you what, the rain not scared off anybody. A lot of folks still here, but under the covering, the protection of the concourse. Wouldn't say that's an awning, though, right? We're going to call that an awning? I call it an overhang, right? It serves as an awning, certainly. Now the payoff, a little tapper back to the mound. Heredia, he has time, and he throws a lawn dart over to first. One out. There's Bennett Hostetler now. Hostetler, a right-handed batter. He's 0-2. He scored a run in that 4-run seventh. He takes the first pitch outside, ball one. Next pitch from Heredia, the sidewinding left-hander. It's outside, 2-0. Did we have time prior to the pitch? Yes, time was called prior to the delivery, so no pitch. Count 1-0, it remains on Hostetler. Next pitch is skied in the air. Shallow right center, backpedaling the second baseman, Hernandez. He's got it, 2 down. Ready, looking for a 1-2-3 eighth. Here's Tanner Allen now. Cut and a miss. 0-1. Look out. Next pitch. Got him. Hit him square in the back. 94. Ouch. Allen will take his base with no further incident. We'll give Marcus Chu an opportunity. Two right-handed batter, a homer, a walk, a strikeout, three true outcome guy, and he lines the first pitch to the right field corner. It will one hop to the wall to third, Allen. He'll be waved around. Might be a play. The relay throw from Hernandez is in time. 9-4-2, the put out at the plate. Lot to Hernandez to the catcher, Soto. Good send with two outs, right? You play the percentages. Allen thrown out at the dish. Heredia gets a scoreless eighth, although unconventional. We go to the home half of the eighth. Chiefs with some work to do on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Six outs to play with for the Chiefs, trailing five. It will be Jew, Lott, and Reichenborn, the scheduled batters here in the eighth inning. Away we go. First pitch to Tommy, taken upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Tommy 0-for-2, a ground out and a fly out this evening. Justin Evans is on. Julie called a pin as 1-0 pitch. Misses low to make things 2-0. Evans, he wears number 33. 6 feet, 185 from Valdosta, Georgia. 25 years of age. His 2-0 delivery is fouled off the front foot of Jew to make things 2-1. Evans is 4-1 with a 2.97. He's been really good. He has a pair of saves. 33 1/3 innings pitch, 35 hits, 15 runs, 11 earned, 16 walks to 50 Ks. That strikeout per nine looks pretty good. 2-1 the count on Jew, has become the everyday center fielder following Mike Antico's promotion to Double A Springfield. 2-1 delivery upstairs, 3 balls and a strike. Look, you don't have to get all five here if you're the Chiefs, right? But if you could find a way to get 2, you could find a way to get 3 and give yourself a ninth inning crack at things. Patrick Anderson would be pleased. 1 fastball clipped the outside edge, 95 on the radar gun, and that fills the count 3-2. We've reached a breaking point here. The payoff delivery cut on and missed. Punches out for the first time tonight. Ninth strikeout for the Beloit pitching staff this evening. Here's Todd Lott. Good luck striking him out. He has had just a ton of success against the Marlins High A affiliate. Now, 8 homers in 11 games against Beloit. And now time called as catcher Hostetler needs a moment. Looks like he's got some debris in the eye. Hope his corneas are okay. Back to live action. Evans home. Foul tip into the mitt. Lott was looking for liftoff. He has 8 home runs on the year, including a pair at Double-A Springfield, which is where he kicked off his 2022 campaign. 1 strike pitch is fouled straight back. 0-2. Do it again tomorrow. Same time, same place, same 2 teams. Edgar Manzo, probable starter for Peoria, while Pet Monteverde will toe the slab for Beloit. 0-2 pitch is up and in. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Count on the Chiefs right fielder. He's brought in 3 of our 4 runs in this series. We've been stymied. 1-2 delivery, called strike 3. Lott fooled by a slider. A little hesitation on the call by the home plate umpire, Zach Martin. Lott started to venture back towards the first base dugout. I think that helped solidify the call in the mind of Morton. Bases empty, two outs. Here's Reichenborn. Bit of a mini slump since his 26-game on-base streak was snapped in Quad Cities. Takes a high fastball for a strike at the letters. 2-1. Next delivery, a swing and a foul back over everybody's head. Quickly, nothing and two. There's a left-hander up and throwing in the Chiefs' pen. I believe that's Colin Schmid down there. Looks like he will be tasked with the ninth inning. Nothing and two on Tyler Reichenborn. Evans home. Breaking ball fouled away right side. Reichenborn let that ball travel. Still nothing and two. The next delivery. Reichenborn checked his swing on a wayward breaking ball. 1-2 now. Sky Carp with a win would move back to over 500 in the second half at 6-5. Right-handers, 1-2. Awkward cut and a miss, strike three. Evans just punched out the side in the eighth inning. We're off to the ninth. Julie called to the pen. We'll tell you more about Colin Schmidt when we return. 6-1 Sky Carp on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
How often is it the day you get activated from the injured list, you pitch in that day's game? Whenever that happens, I guess. That's how often it happens. Colin Schmid, now wearing number 28. Number became available after Logan Gragg's promotion. Schmid does not have a decision on the year, an 11.05 ERA, 14 2/3 innings pitched. 20 hits, 21 runs, 18 of them earned, 12 walks, 2.14 Ks. He will encounter the top of the Beloit order, Nassim Nunez, the first man to bat. Salas and Marinez to follow. Three dangerous hitters. Schmidt's first offering, a strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Nunez, a switch batter, will go from the right side against the southpaw Schmid. Sounds like a pretty good Xbox gamer tag back in the day. One pitch is low for a ball, 1-1. Maybe PlayStation. They're both fine, right? Maybe a gamer would tell me otherwise. Here's a sharply hit liner back through the box. It's the 11th hit of the game for Beloit. And the second of the contest for Nassim Nunez. Salas, the next to bat. He is also a switch hitter. I like South's already been a thorn in our side. Only a second game of a six-game set. First offering, down and in, breaking pitch. Count 1-0. Yeah, three reaches tonight for Salas. Pair of hits, including a double. He's also scored a run. 6-1 Beloit. If you're just joining us, we're in the ninth inning. Schmidt, the late kick in the 1-0. Here's a looper in a shallow right. Hernandez, the second baseman, going out. He tracks it down. This play by Francisco can cover a lot of ground and very little time. One away, here's Marinez. Final from Atlanta. 3-0 Braves over the Cardinals. I understand frustration. Breaking ball strike makes it 0-1, but look, the Braves have been on some sort of tear, right? It's a tough place to go down and win right now. 0-1 to Marinez. Misses low. Ball and a strike. One-on-one gone. Schmidt a peek at first. Well, the runner is not being held. And the delivery home misses down and away. Let's check in with our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard, shall we? Go around the Midwest League here in the ninth. This July 6th, we have a rainout, at least one of them. 2-1 delivery is low. Day game was wiped out between Lake County and Fort Wayne. They'll play a pair later this week. West Michigan and Dayton postponed. They'll play a pair tomorrow. Twin Bill on Thursday. 3-1 serve. It misses down and away. Ball four. 2-on, 1-out for Victor Mesa Jr. One other game in progress. Top of the ninth. Quad Cities 5-3 on top of Cedar Rapids. Two finals to report. Great Lakes 5-1 over Lansing. South Bend blanks Wisconsin 3-0. In our out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Health Alliance. Schmidt takes a deep breath. Fires his first pitch home to Mesa, and it's fouled away left side. Now, I understand there are some rules, right, in the PDL about how long guys can sit around during a rain delay, if there's an issue with the playing surface. But that was a day game today between Lake County and Fort Wayne. Now, perhaps they've taken on rain all day. I'm not a meteorologist. Left-hander flips in a curveball strike. It's 0-2. So maybe there was no window to play today. But for a game that was scheduled at noon, maybe there'd be an opportunity to push that one back. But again, kind of limited by the PDL. There's only so much you can do in terms of delaying a game. 0-2 breaker off the plates. Now 1-2 on Mesa. And I'm not necessarily saying that's right or wrong. I get it. You don't want guys sitting around for hours upon hours. You don't even want that at the big league level, let alone here at high A. 1-2 pitch grounded towards second. Hernandez fires towards the bag, and the throw goes into left. Coming in to score is Nunez. Salas to third. To second on the play, Mesa. It will be an E4. It helps the Skycarp extend their lead. It's now 7-1. Hernandez, usually a slick fielder, just missed with a wayward throw. It's now 7-1. It's Banfield, the power hitting DH, steps in. He hits a one-hopper right at Hernandez, who will redeem himself with a fastball to first, scoring on the play, Marinez. Now 8-1. There's Bradshaw now. Still a runner 90 feet away at third. That's Mesa. First pitch from Schmidt, outside, ball one. Infield shaded slightly to the right side. Bradshaw, he went around on a check swing. Evens the count at one. Skycarp, if they can hold us off in the bottom of the ninth, they will even the season series at four apiece. 1-1 from Schmid. Tapped foul to the backstop. Make it 1-2. And with a win here tonight, the road team would improve to 6-2 in the season series. That's unique. Don't always see that. Schmidt looking to limit the damage at 2. 1-2. In the dirt. Soto able to keep it in front. He'll get a new baseball. Lefty to lefty, Schmidt home. It's wrapped on the ground, foul. Bradshaw's 1-for-4 tonight with an RBI single. His blooper in the top of the second got the scoring started. Just a little lob wedge out into left field. Schmidt ready, the 2-2. Down and in, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dennett Hostetler is on deck should he be needed. He would be the 8th man to bat, or the 7th man to bat in the inning. There's a payoff. Called strike 3, a late call. Bradshaw, he can't believe it. He gets rung up, but lucky for him, his team has a 7-run lead going to the ninth. I think he'll be okay. 8-1, Beloit on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Justin Evans punched out beside the eighth. He'll try to wrap things up. Here in the ninth, 8-1 Skycarp. They scored 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, 4 in the 7th, 2 more in the 9th. Chiefs will, however, send 3, 4, and 5 in their order. Toveline, Bushberger, and Whalen. While I'm here in the bottom of the ninth, I would like to get on my soapbox for a moment. In the, I believe it was the bottom of the 7th, Carlos Soto, on a 2-2 pitch, dropped his bat and walked towards first. And immediately, everybody in the press box looked towards me as I was operating the scoreboard that inning. It was a foul back by Tovalin. It's 0-1. And I would just like to take a moment to let everyone know that I was paying attention. I was right. I would like a little bit of, a pat on the back, something. My goodness. Everyone loves to point out when you're wrong, but nobody cares when you're right. Nobody cares. That's okay. 1-1, the count on Tovalin. Pitch inside for a ball, 2-1. I know Larry over there in the Beloit booth, he's saying I'm asleep at the wheel. I don't want to hear that nonsense. Here's the 2-1 to Tovalin. Right there for a called strike. Count even to a side. Like a slider. Evans rocking the long sleeves underneath. Not as hot as it's been the last couple of days. I'm glad Tuesday was our off day. I'll tell you that much. Tovalin chases a bad one in the dirt. And Hostetler throws to first in time. One away. What did we get up to yesterday? 100? Did we touch triple digits? Yeah. I had a heat index near 110, perhaps 110 plus. 108, is that what it was officially? It was not pleasant yesterday. Much cooler tonight. Bushberger offers it the first pitch. It's a high chopper to short. Nunez backpedals. What a play and what a pick on the other end by Chu. Sky Carp doing it all here tonight. They're not away. I'm taking a 2-0 series lead. Johnson, the Beloit starter, in line for the win. Dionis Rodriguez, who came in for Drew Verhagen, is making a rehab appearance tonight. He's on the hook for the loss. Whalen takes the ball down and in. Count 1-0. There is an opportunity for Verhagen to make a second appearance with us this week. 1-0 swing and a foul left side to even the count, one apiece. So we'll be sure to let you know. Follow us on all our social media platforms, Peoria Chiefs on Twitter and Instagram. So find us on Facebook, Peoria Chiefs. 1-1 pitch runs up and in. Whalen had to break out his best limbo impression. Got to be hard to limbo when you're as tall as Brady, right? Can't be his party game of choice. 2-1, a cut and a miss. Back foot slider. Chiefs down to their final strike of the evening. Can't imagine Twister would be a strength either. 2-2 pitch. Whalen able to lay off that breaking ball. Count has reached its breaking point. 3-2. Eight-1 Beloit. Evans looking to finish it off. The 3-2. There's a swing and a pop-up. Foul ground off of third. Marinez over. He's got it in front of the dugout railing. And that ends the ball game. Sky Carp took a 2-1 lead into the seventh, and they broke it wide open. They score 6 unanswered tonight after scoring 10 unanswered 2 nights ago. They win it 8-1 over our Chiefs. Johnson the winner. Rodriguez will take the loss. That does it for me tonight on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. It's Cody Schindler saying goodnight from downtown Peoria and Dozer Park, where the Sky Carp win it 8-1. Taking the first 2 games of this series. They even the season series at 4 games apiece. Our coverage not yet done. Brendan Howe will wrap it up with the postgame show on the other side of this break. Listening to the Peoria Chiefs streaming network, this is Cody Schindler saying goodnight. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. Talk to you tomorrow.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Well, another tough one here tonight for the Chiefs. Game two of our series does not go their way. 8-1 the final. Beloit, the winners tonight. They did it on 11 hits. They did not have an error. The Chiefs had just one run on four hits. It was a Todd Lott solo home run, and they committed one error in the ninth inning. The game was already out of hand, but brought home a couple more runs for the Skycarp just for good measure down the stretch. With the win, the Skycarp, they improved to 37-39, 6-5 now in the second half of the season. The Chiefs dropped to 31-46, now 3-8 in half number two this year. They are now two games under 500 here at home, 18-20 on the season. We'll jump into how the scoring got underway. It was Beloit who put up a couple of runs in each the second and the third, split one apiece. It was a double from Victor Mesa and then an RBI single a couple of batters later from Davis Bradshaw. That gave Beloit a 1-0 lead. Marcus Chu in the third inning, he would follow it up, but leading off that frame with a solo home run. Beloit was up 2-0 at that point. The game stayed scoreless, or rather, there was no scoring in the fourth or fifth innings. And then the sixth was when Todd Lott hit his solo home run. He now has 8 home runs in 11 career games against the Skycarp. He just torches this ball club, although the rest of his offense was unable to help him out and bring the Chiefs back in this ball game. It was 2-1 at that point, and then Beloit, just like they did on Monday night on the 4th of July, they had a big seventh inning. They did it once again here tonight. They brought 8 men to the plate, 4 of them scoring. It was an RBI single from Nassim Nunez, a 2-RBI hit from Emmanuel Marinez, and a fielder's choice RBI from Victor Mesa that did the job for Beloit in the seventh. And then fast forward to the ninth, the Chiefs did not score in the eighth. And Beloit tacked on 2 more for good measure. It was a throwing error from Francisco Hernandez that allowed 1 run to score. And then a Will Banfield RBI ground out finished off the scoring for the visitors here tonight on their way to an 8-1 victory. 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors. The final line for the victorious Skycarp Peoria. 1 run, 4 hits, and 1 error in the loss. Game 2 of the series, Game 3 set to come tomorrow. Beloit evens up the season series of 4 games apiece. They lead this series 2-0. We'll turn to the pitching. Drew Verhagen got the rehab start tonight in Peoria. He went 1 spotless inning. He threw 6 pitches, got 2 outs on a couple of ground outs, and then the final one on a fly out to right to Todd Lott. Dionis Rodriguez piggybacked him. He went 4 innings. He allowed a couple of runs on 6 hits, a walk, and a strikeout. So the first 2 arms for Peoria, they were very, very good. Nick Turgolik-Iverson was as well. His scoreless inning for him with a pair of Ks. And then Nathaniel Heredia, who uncharacteristically got bounced around a little bit tonight. 4 runs on 4 hits, a couple of walks through 2 innings. And Colin Schmidt allowed a couple of runs himself on 1 hit through just 1 inning, 1 walk. The runs were not earned, of course, because of the error from Francisco Hernandez. For Beloit, it was a marvelous outing from M.D. Johnson. He did not allow a run through 5 innings, just 2 hits, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. He lowers his ERA to a 2.72 on the year. He has been marvelous over his last trio of starts. Andrew McInvale came on, allowed just a singular run, the only run of the night. that the Chiefs would put up. It was one inning for McInvale, and then Brady Puckett took over, a scoreless effort for him in one inning, and Justin Evans would finish the job, two scoreless and four strikeouts for him out of the bullpen for the Skycar. Once again, we'll give you the final line one more time before we bounce out of here tonight. Beloit, 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors. The Chiefs fall on 1 run, 4 hits, and an error. 31-46, the Chiefs fall to. Beloit improves to 37-39, just 2 games under 500. This game was played in 2 hours and 31 minutes. We got underway a little bit early at 6:33. We finish up at 9:08 tonight. Game 3 of the series set to come your way tomorrow, right here at Dozier Park. Same time, same place, same couple of teams. It'll be Pat Monteverde to go for Beloit, and for the Chiefs, it'll be Edgar Manzo, who will make his 3rd start in Peoria. That'll just about do it for us here tonight. For the entire Chiefs media staff, for Cody Schindler, my name is Brendan Howe. Once again, Beloit victorious 8-1. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Pre-game show at 6:20 on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.